रत्नचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धरी जय गिरिवर धरी जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम जय लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम जय लक्ष्मण हनुमान प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद नित्याय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद डिवाइन श्रील भय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन विविध संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, अयोध्या धाम की, गंगा माई जमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, श्री रामनवमी महामहोत्सव की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. अज्ञानतिमिरन्ध्रस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। ऑन द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन ऑफ श्री राम नवमी we will read from canto 9 Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 11 chapter entitled Lord Ramachandra rules the world text number 23 purusho ramacharitam shravanai upadharayan आन्द्रशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैः विमुच्यते पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैरुपधारयन् आन्द्रशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैर्विमुच्यते पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैरुपधारयन् आन्द्रशंस्य परो राजन् कर्म बन्धैर्विमुच्यते पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैर्उपधारयन् आन्द्रशंस्य परो राजन् कर्म बन्धैर्विमुच्यते पुरुषः एनी पर्सन रामचरितम् द नरेशन concerning the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, Shravanai, by oral reception, Upadharayan, simply by this process of hearing, Andrashamsya, Paraha, becomes completely free from envy. Rajan, poking Parikshit. Karma bandhai, by the bondage of fruitive activities. Vimuchyate, one becomes liberated. Translation and purport by His Divine Guru Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatan Dhamma or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. Because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sthathaiva bhajamyaham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparadh. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtana is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. श्रील प्रभुपाद की। सो आई हम्बली वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज हु हैव गैदर्ड फॉर द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस श्री रामनवमी महोत्सव। श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की। इन द बालकांड ऑफ रामायण राइट एट द वेरी बिगिनिंग देर आर 16 क्वालिटीज डिस्क्राइब्ड अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लॉर्ड रामचंद्र। दिस इज द 12th एंड द 13th वर्सेस। Both these two verses contain these 16 qualities. In the 12th verse, 12 qualities are described, and in the 13th verse, 4 qualities are described. And today, we will try to explore some highlights of these qualities. So the first quality which is described is Dharmagya Satya Sandascha Prajanam Chahite Ratah यशस्वी ज्ञान संपन्न शुचिर्वश्य समाधिमान प्रजापति समाओ श्रीमान धाता रिपुनिषूदन। सो दीज आर 12 क्वालिटीज डिस्क्राइब्ड एंड वी विल बिगिन विद द फर्स्ट वन विच इज धर्मज्ञ। लॉर्ड राम इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज धर्मज्ञ विच मीन्स वन हु नोज हिज ड्यूटीज ऑफ प्रोटेक्टिंग दोज हु हैव सरेंडर्ड अनटू हिम। When Ravana was creating havoc in the entire creation, all the demigods, they approached Lord Ram and requested him to appear. So at that point, it is described Lord Vishnu in the ocean of milk makes a condition to these demigods. And he says that I will definitely appear. But if I have to appear, then you also have to perform some austerity. Because bhakti means sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. One has to become free from all upadhis or all designations. So if you are coming and praying to me as demigods, then you have to give up those upadhis as demigods and be willing to humble yourself. And the demigod said, yes, we are willing to do anything you say. And Lord Vishnu says, then all of you have to become monkeys. Be part of a Vanara Sena. And assist me in that pastime. Then I will appear. So this is the first reason the Lord appears on the request and the prayer of the demigods. And the demigods fulfill that promise by actually becoming monkeys as part of that sena. So, in human society, it is not considered to be something respectable to be accompanied by a monkey. Nobody will enter a corporate boardroom with a monkey. That is considered to be something socially disrespectful. But Lord Ram is telling the demigods to actually become monkeys, but Lord Ram himself becomes dependent on them and shows how he is so dependent on his devotees. And Uddhava later in his prayers is praying and glorifying the Lord, saying that Lord is willing to humble himself and does not feel ashamed even in the company of monkeys. Because for him, someone being a devotee is most important and all other considerations including social status, position, etc. come later. So that is the first reason. Second, the rishis, they were tormented by the rakshasas and they approached the Lord. And so to protect the rishis, Lord Ram appeared. The third reason is Lakshmi Devi was offering her service to the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan looks at Lakshmi and says, you are looking sad. And she says, my dear Lord, I got everything. here in serving you except one thing. And Lord Vishnu looks at Lakshmi and says, this is Vaikuntha. This is supposed to be a place which is perfect, free from any defect. Still you are not satisfied? What are you looking for? I have given you service to my lotus feet, which is aspired for by so many devotees from across the whole universe, including the demigods. And you are serving my lotus feet without any competition, without having any other fear. What else are you aspiring for? So she says, actually, I am very grateful to you that you have given me the opportunity to serve your lotus feet, but there is one problem. And he said, what problem? And she says, I have everything here in serving you, but I have one unfulfilled desire, that I want to serve you in privacy. So Lord Vishnu says, there is nobody here. You are the only one who is serving me. What privacy are you talking about? And Lakshmi Devi points to the hoods and the eyes of Anantashesh and says, millions of those eyes are looking constantly, as if checking whether I am doing all right or not. So can we spend some time together alone? Will that be possible? So Lord Ram says, yes, possible. But in human society, in future, so I will definitely appear for that sake. So therefore, when Lord Ram appears along with Sita Devi, so Sita Devi is actually the personification of Goddess of Fortune, and Janak Maharaj has kept one competition to win Sita Devi's hand. There is one Mahesh Chapa, or the Dhanush of Lord Shiva, which has come in the family of Janak Maharaj. And anyone who can lift that and string that, he could become Sita Devi's husband. And the reason was that bow of Lord Shiva, Mahesh Chapa, was so heavy that 8,000 powerful warriors had to lift it. And after lifting it, they would walk 2 steps. And after walking 2 steps, they would feel so tired, they had to keep it down and rest for 30 minutes. Then pick it up again. And then walk 2 steps and they would become tired. That is how heavy that entire bow or Mahesh Chapa was. But in childhood, Sita Devi, when she was playing with her friends said, we want to pluck these flowers on the top of this tree. Can you help us? And Sita Devi says, oh, there is this big bow kept in my father's palace. I'll just get it. And Sita Devi, at the age of 5 years, with her left hand, picks up that bow, goes and plucks the flower and keeps it back. There are 2 ministers who are seeing this. They almost get a heart attack. They go and report to Janak Maharaj. And Janak Maharaj is bewildered and he looks at them and says, are you drunk or what? How is it possible? And then Janak Maharaj gets filled with anxiety. And what is his anxiety? Who will marry Sita? If her arms are so powerful that 8,000 warriors, they become tired after lifting that bow and she is lifting it effortlessly with left hand, whoever marries her, if she embraces him in future, what will happen? Or even if she just caresses like that, the head may split. You never know. So in one sense, the acharyas mention that Sita had effortless power to smash Ravana. What were 10 heads? She could have plucked each one easily. But she performed this as part of a pastime, so that she demonstrates helplessness and arouses within our hearts the feeling that we should pray to her, pray to the Lord to protect, and our emotions get churned for seeking her grace and mercy. So therefore, Lord Ram, in that assembly, when he arrives along with Vishwamitra Muni, Vishwamitra Muni tells him, Pashya वत्स राम धनुर्पश्य. दिस बाउ इज केप्ट देयर. राम गो एंड सी दिस. सो सी दिस मीन्स वॉट? रामचंद्र अंडरस्टूड. See this does not mean go see and come back and say, I have seen it. He understood the deeper meaning, test it. So he goes there, picks up the bow with one hand and pulls the string with the other hand and strings it. And as he strings it, the entire bow cracks open and the loud sound resounds throughout the entire universe. And practically everybody in the whole universe hears that sound, and people there in that assembly hall fall on the ground unconscious. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. Sita Devi comes in front holding a garland. Ramchandra ji looks at her and says, hey, this was not part of the deal. I was told that I have to go and see this bow, that I have done, but the other part, I need blessings of my family. And so immediately Dasharath Maharaj was informed, and as the marriage ceremony happened, Ramachandraji at the age of 12, standing tall, Sita Devi's age was only 6, and she was holding the garland in her hand, but she could not reach Lord Ram's arms, his chest, his neck, his head was so high. And both were standing looking at each other, and Ramachandra was also not willing to, you know, bow down. He was standing, Kshatriya warrior, and Sita Devi was watching, and Janak Maharaj was in greatest anxiety. He thought, because of this, if something happens, where will I find another husband? And Lakshman immediately understood the situation. Lakshman fell at the feet of Lord Ram, clasped his lotus feet. Ramchandra bowed down a little bit to reciprocate, and Sita Devi put the garland. And so, this most auspicious combination of Lakshmi Devi with the Lord, Sita and Ram manifested. But then for the next 12 years continuously, after coming to Ayodhya, Sita Devi saw that Lord Ram is so popular because of his divine qualities, and he's got such an intimate relationship with those who are connected to him, that 24/7 devotees are entering the palace and serving Lord Ram. And then Sita Devi was wondering, and she one day approached Lord Ram and said, you remember why we came? The original matter was privacy. But you seem to be so popular here, surrounded by your bhaktas and devotees, that it is practically impossible to get one moment of privacy. So Lord Ram understood the message, and that was one of the reasons why he decided to orchestrate the Vanavas Leela of 14 years. Mantra, Vantra, all were instrument only. It was Lord Ram's desire that, oh, after the marriage we have not yet had a proper honeymoon, so let's go for 14 years in the forest resorts and spend some time. So it was all part of the Leela. So this is the third reason he manifested. And the fourth reason is, Lord Brahma, he saw a beautiful deity of Lord Ranganath in the milk ocean, and he prayed to the Lord to manifest in Satyaloka. The Lord Ranganath manifested in Satyaloka, and the kings of Ikshvaku dynasty prayed to Lord Ranganath. And then at that point, from Satyaloka, they came to Ayodhya. For thousands of years, the deities of Lord Ranganath were worshipped by the various kings of Ikshvaku dynasty, and Dasharath Maharaj himself worshipped for 60,000 years. And then when Lord Ramachandra was worshipping, and when Vibhishan came, so at that point, actually Lord Ram was thinking, the Lord was thinking, Ranganathji was thinking, so many kings have worshipped me, but they have not been able to please me with the perfection of worship, and the only way I can be pleased with the worship is I have to come myself and worship. And that is the only way I can be properly satisfied, right? One lady was cooking for Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was going for a travel. And she was making samosas and packing for Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada entered the room, entered the kitchen. And then he saw the samosas there and he picked it up and ate. The lady said, Prabhupada, this is for your journey. Prabhupada said, so what? Can I not eat before the journey? No, no, you can. So Prabhupada ate one more and one more. And the lady, you know, was wondering what's going on. She said, Prabhupada, how many will you eat? Prabhupada said, more than you can make. So Prabhupada was in a very jovial mood. And then this lady somehow thought that, oh, Prabhupada likes my cooking so much. So this is a good opportunity for me to take his review about my cooking. So she said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who's your favorite cook? Prabhupada said, me. So sometimes, you know, you do something, whatever else someone may do does not satisfy. So the Lord tried in so many ways, and the kings of Ikshvaku dynasty were really worshipping to the best possible way, but still there was some gap. And so Lord Ram personally came, and these deities he gave to Vibhishan. Vibhishan brought these deities, and on the way near Srirangam he placed them down for 9 days of festival, for which he took a break. And at that time there was a Chola king, Dharmavarman. He prayed to the Lord to stay there. And the Lord agreed to his request. And to reciprocate with Vibhishana, Lord Ranganathji faced the southern direction. And in this way, to reciprocate with Lord Ranganath, also Lord Ram appears, as per the Sri Vaishnava commentators and acharyas. So this is the first quality, dharmagya. Dharmagya means he knows his duties of protecting those who are surrendered to him. Okay. So as we go through these qualities, we will come up with a very interesting conclusion with respect to what do the majority of the qualities indicate. So second, Satya Sandha. The Lord is true to His promise. The Lord is true to His promise. And we find that Lord Ram is served by His most dear associates and brothers. So it's interesting that when Dasharath Maharaj got that sweet rice, he divided in such a way Kaushalya got half of that sweet rice. Then Sumitra got 1/4 and 1/8. And then Kaikeyi got 1/8. So Lord Ram represents Dharma. Then Lakshman, who always stays close in proximity to Lord Ram, represents Artha. So when Dharma is kept in close proximity of Artha, or when Artha is constantly used in the service of Dharma, then human society will remain peaceful and prosperous. So therefore, Lakshman is always engaged in the service of Lord Ram, indicating that Artha should always be used in the service of Dharma. There is a story of this lady deep in the forests of Bhadrachalam. She found a beautiful set of deities of Lord Ram, and she became enchanted by those deities and started worshipping those deities of Lord Ram. One day there was a local government officer whose name was Ramdas. Ramdas was also a great devotee of Lord Ram. He came and saw these deities being worshipped by this village lady. He became very attracted and gave a proposal to her that, oh, you are worshipping these deities very beautifully, but maybe it can also be worshipped by the public. So she said, well, I'm a poor village lady in this forest. I don't have the means, but you are the government officer. You can donate the money and build a beautiful temple. So Ramdas was thinking, what should I do? And so there was some money which he had collected as tax. And there was something which, you know, was supposed to be due to the governor. And he thought, maybe I'll give that later to the governor because this is urgent. So let me utilize it and then anyway I'll adjust it in some time. Thinking like this, he utilized that money to build a beautiful temple for Lord Ram. But unfortunately, the governor was in an urgency mode to get that money. And when he found out that Ramdas has used that money to build a temple, he got so angry, he put Ramdas in jail. When Ramdas went to jail, within the jail, he started chastising Lord Ram. That I am your worshipper and you have put me in jail. That beautiful throne and the mukut which you are wearing within that temple, do you think Dasharath Maharaj gave it? Sita Devi is wearing a beautiful, wonderful armlet, necklace, bangles. Do you think she got in dowry from Janak Maharaj? Who gave it? That beautiful opulent temple, do you think was obtained from citizens of Ayodhya? I made it. And for all of that I have done for you, I have to go through this jail term? What is going on? And he started crying, weeping. So he had a different kind of bhav with Lord Ram. That night, that governor got a dream in which two effulgent personalities having bows in their hands came carrying two bags filled with gold. And they deposited that gold and said, this was the dues of Ramdas, we are paying it back. So the governor got up with a start, thinking that it is a dream. But actually there was gold right next to him. And it was the exact amount which was due. The governor ran to Ramdas, released him and told him the whole story. That how I made such a mistake, not understanding your power and glory, the Lord personally came. And when Ramdas heard this, he started chastising Lord Ram again. I am the one doing the bhakti and you are giving darshan to the governor. What is going on? So this is still a very famous temple in Bhadrachalam. The Lord reciprocates with his devotees and always remains true to his promise. And so Lakshman, who is serving Lord Ram constantly, is known as Sarva Priyakarastasya Ramasyapi Sharirata Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampanno Bahir Prana Ivaparaha. Lakshman is one who is Lakshmi Sampanna, one who is filled with Lakshmi. What Lakshmi? The opulence of service to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So although Lakshman goes to the forest, but one should not think he became freed from Lakshmi, because that opulence which Lakshman is aspiring for is the opulence of seva at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And so when he looks at Lord Ram walking, he thinks, Bahir Prana, he is the external life force for me. He is my worshipable Lord and Master. And so, Lord Ram is true to his promise and allows Lakshman to serve him. Because when Ram wants to go to the forest, he tells Lakshman, I will go alone. You cannot come with me. Lakshman becomes so agitated. He says, Deeptim agnim aranyam va yadi ramam praveshati. Praveshtum tatramam devi, tvam పూర్వం అవధారయ. లక్ష్మణ్ సేస్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ బర్నింగ్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఫైర్, ఇఫ్ లార్డ్ రామ్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు దాట్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఫైర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ సీత హోల్డింగ్ లార్డ్ రామ్స్ ఫీట్, లక్ష్మణ్ సేస్, ఐ విల్ ఎంటర్ బిఫోర్ లార్డ్ రామ్ ఇన్ టు దాట్ బర్నింగ్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఫైర్. ప్రవేశం తత్ర మాం దేవి త్వాం పూర్వం అవధారే. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీస్ బిసీచింగ్, రిక్వెస్టింగ్ అండ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ప్రేయర్ టు సీతాదేవి టు ఆఫర్ అ ప్లీ ఆన్ హిస్ బిహాఫ్ టు లార్డ్ రామ్. అండ్ సో లార్డ్ రామ్, ట్రూ టు హిస్ ప్రామిస్ ఆఫ్ ఎంగేజింగ్ లక్ష్మణ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఇన్ హిస్ సర్వీస్, అలౌస్ హిమ్ టు ట్రావెల్ విత్ హిమ్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫారెస్ట్. The third quality, dharmagya, first quality, one who knows his duties of protecting those who have surrendered. Satya sandha, one who is true to his promise. Third is yashasvi. Yashasvi means one who is famous. So one may think, oh, famous, okay. There are many people who are famous. But what is this yashasvi? He is famous for protecting those who are surrendered unto him. Those who are surrendered unto him, he is famous for protecting them. So we come to the beautiful episode of Bharat Maharaj. So Lakshman had a track record of serving without any blemish, without any controversy. Bharat Maharaj did not have that luxury because the circumstances under which Kaikeyi conspired and made Dasharat Maharaj banish Lord Ram to the forest, it appeared circumstantially that Bharat Maharaj was also party to that conspiracy. So the Acharyas explain that after the marriage, Bharat Maharaj and Shatrughna went to visit their grandfather in Kaikeya Pradesh. So Bharat Maharaj was not with Ram. So the Acharyas say, whenever you are making decisions in life, make sure that you make decisions in such a way, your priorities should be in such a way that you never lose the association of devotees. If you lose the association of devotees or the service to Lord, then various kinds of circumstances will manifest beyond your thought process. So therefore, when Bharat Maharaj came, he was condemned by everybody in the kingdom. He became highly criticized. And when he went to put the fire on the chita, Vasishtha stopped him and said, you cannot put fire and you cannot perform the last rites of Dasharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj said, Ramchandra is not there, I am the next. I have to perform the last rite. Vasishtha said, no. Before Dasharat Maharaj departed, Dasharat Maharaj made his last wish clear. And that was, Kaikeyi was responsible for this conspiracy and Bharat Maharaj is also involved very much in this conspiracy. I do not want a sinful person like Bharat to touch my body. Saying this, Dasharat Maharaj departed. The father departed, cursing and condemning his son. And the son hears this. And the son has no way to reverse this because father is gone. He cannot clarify. And he has to live with this heavy burden that my father departed having serious misunderstanding about my intentions and I have no opportunity to clarify. Therefore his name is Bharat. Bharavahi iti Bharata. One who has the ability to tolerate the heavy burden of misunderstanding, accusation, criticisms, and still not lose the enthusiasm to serve Lord Ram. Prabhupada, his servant, made some kachoris and took it to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada looked at the kachoris and said, "Well, I want to taste these kachoris tomorrow. I want to see if you keep it for 24 hours, how the taste is." So the servant took the kachoris down, went to the kitchen. One Mataji was cooking there. And the servant told this Mataji, "I am keeping these kachoris here in the kitchen safely. Make sure nobody takes it. Prabhupada wants it tomorrow." She said, "What? You keep some Mahaprasad or Prasadam in the kitchen and you feel it will remain safely? How is it possible? I am busy cooking and don't give this responsibility to me. I cannot take responsibility." He said, No, you only have to take care." He kept it there, he left. Next day he came and he started searching for the kachoris, they were not there. So he became a little upset, told this lady, "I told you to keep these kachoris safely. Where are the kachoris?" She said, "I told you yesterday, don't keep it. Still you kept it." And he said, "Now what will I go and tell Prabhupada? How will I face him?" And this lady was busy cooking. She said, "Well, you can tell Prabhupada that, you know, cat came to the kitchen and cat ate the kachori." Because she was thinking, anyway, he is going to get chastised. So she was busy cooking. So he went up, came down after meeting Prabhupada. She started laughing at him and said, "What did Prabhupada say?" And he said, "Prabhupada said, whoever said cat has eaten, that person has eaten." So she felt suddenly great shock that how could Prabhupada say that about me? I don't have such an intention at all. How could such a statement be made? And her mind became filled with a huge storm, tornado of the perception of injustice. And then suddenly she controlled herself and said, "Oh my God, why I am filled with such thoughts, such offensive thoughts? What is the most important principle? What is the most important need at this moment? Prabhupada wants kachori. Okay, forget whatever happened. Cat or rat or whatever." So she went to another kitchen. There was some dough. She made some fresh kachori, sent it to Prabhupada. And the servant came down and said, "Prabhupada ate 5 kachoris. And he said, this is better than yesterday's." So, when one goes through situation where we are misunderstood or accused, it becomes very difficult to tolerate. So, Bharat Maharaj was in that situation. He took all the citizens and went to convince Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram gave him one further burden. The burden of administering Ayodhya, which was filled with citizens who hated Bharat. So Bharat Maharaj got that burden also. Therefore, he is one who can carry the burden in service of Lord Ram. So he brought Lord Ram's paduka, and after bringing the paduka back, he worshipped that paduka, kept the paduka on the throne. And Bharat Maharaj himself would go early in the morning, 1:30, to take bath in the Sarayu, because if he went later and the citizens of Ayodhya saw him, they would become filled with anger and they would pick up stones and hit him. And Bharat Maharaj wanted to avoid that. And he was staying in Nandigram without any facility, without any respectability, but he accepted the full responsibility of administration of Ayodhya. And he did that with full accountability. And the acharyas explain that when Bharat Maharaj would get requests for expenditure, when, you know, people would come and deposit taxes, he would take it. when they would come and bring proposals for expenditure, he would say, I would have to ask the Paduka of Lord Ram. So income he accepted, and when expense request came, he referred to the Paduka. And that way, in the 14 years, it is described, Bharat Maharaj increased the overall treasury and the GDP of Ayodhya 14 times. So, although he was in such a difficult situation emotionally, but he did not allow this emotional trauma to impede his devotional service, thus proving the beautiful statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ahoituki apratihata yajatma suprasidati savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaji. Devotional service to the Lord is without any impediment. It is uninterrupted and unmotivated. So therefore, Lord Ram protected Bharat Maharaj's consciousness. Famous for protecting those who surrender unto him. And Bharat Maharaj was served by his younger brother. His name was Shatrughna. Now, why his name is Shatrughna? Did he kill many demons? Did he kill many enemies? In Ramayana, there is record of Shatrughna killing only one demon called Lavanasur. For killing one demon, you call him Shatrughna? If someone distributes one small book, and you call him Maha Book Distributor, so he may think, this is sarcastic. Is it not? So if someone on Nirjala Ekadashi eats and drinks everything, Ekadashi Prasad, except water, you can't say Nirjala. It's a Nirjala Upuvasi. So Shatrughna is called like that because Shatrughna Nitya Shatrughna Nitaha Preeti Puraskrita. The greatest enemy or impediment, an obstacle in our service to Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, is ego. And as we are praying and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, aspiring for service, that service is not possible directly to the Supreme Lord. That service is enabled through practice of serving the devotees. Because the Lord does not want anyone in the spiritual world to come there unprepared. Because when we go to the spiritual world, we stay in the spiritual world for how many years? How many months we stay? Once we go to the spiritual world, we stay for eternity. Seva in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, is for eternity. So Krishna doesn't want someone to come to Goloka Vrindavan, and first question he asks is, how long I have to do this seva? When will this end? Can I do something else? So these questions are not allowed there. So he prepares everyone in the material world, and that preparation happens through devotees. So the devotees facilitate that. So therefore Shatrughna is one who has conquered over his false ego, and thus he becomes a completely willing instrument in the hands of Bharat Maharaj's desire and will. The whole of Ayodhya is glorifying Lord Ram. The whole of Ayodhya worships Lord Ram, and the whole of Ayodhya is criticizing Bharat. But Shatrughna is surrendered at the lotus feet of Bharat. He has the ability to have a laser focus in his loyalty and absorption and service to Bharat Maharaj. He has the ability to completely eradicate all distracting noises in his efforts of Vaishnav Seva. And therefore it is said, the soul who is drowning in the ocean of material existence is picked up in the first step. And their first step is the Lord's lotus feet. And then, higher than that, is the service to the Lord's devotees. That is the second step. So what is the difference between the first step and the second step? If you fall from the first step, you fall straight into the ocean. Right? The devotees is the first step, sorry. And the second step is the Lord. So, if there is an offense to the lotus feet of the Lord or some problem, then you fall to the first step, which is the devotees. So, the devotees are always there to protect you. So, therefore, Shatrughna represents the principle of serving the Lord. And it is said that Krishna is considered to be Karuna Sindhu, ocean of mercy. But still that ocean has one fault. It has got the salt of independence. The Lord will sometimes decide to do something and you can't question him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he gave a very heavy verdict against Kal Krishna Das. But Nityananda Jagadananda Mukunda Damodar Chaurijana Yukti Kore Korilo Antar. But Lord Chaitanya's associates and devotees provided shelter. And therefore, the ocean of mercy of the association of devotees is filled with the sweetness of dependence on the Lord, protection to other devotees. So therefore, Shatrughna here refers that principle of being free from any kind of false ego. So Lord is always protecting such surrendered devotees and is famous for such protection, so he is called Yashasvi. Fourth is Prajanam cha hite rataha. He is absorbed in benefiting the living creatures. Prajanam cha hite rataha. How can all the jivas be benefited? So absorption is very important principle. And what does this absorption mean? The Lord is constantly contemplating this point. There was a village which was filled with many Vaishnavas. And they used to have, you know, regular kathas and brahmas. So as part of the drama, they one time had, a drama on the occasion of Narsingh Chaturdashi. So the person who was playing the role of Lord Narsingh Dev, he became so absorbed in his role that in the final scene where he had to act, that he is ripping apart Hiranyakashipu's chest and stomach, he actually started doing. So initially, the actor who was playing as Hiranyakashipu thought that, okay, you know, he's too realistic today. But then after some time he realized that this is getting serious. And when he realized that this is too risky, then Hiranyakashipu jumped up and ran off the stage. And all the villagers started clapping. And they were wondering what's going on. So the main people who were organizing the drama became very upset, you know, with the character. They can't become upset with Narsingh Dev. But said, hey, okay, you did this, but what's going on? Was it that he owed you some money in the past? Or you had some previous enmity? Why you did like this? He says, no. I became so absorbed in that bhav. That bhav overtook me. Narsingh Dev appeared. And they said, ah, Narsingh Dev. Some other said, okay, he seems to be a very sincere devotee. We should give him benefit of doubt. Majority were not in favor. Well, I ban him from dramas forever. You cannot trust him in any role. He could do anything. He says, no, no, no. So next, in Ram Navami, they thought other, you know, other festivals had scenes of violence and they could not find the proper role for him. So they thought the safest role where he will not have any weapon in his hand and will not have to touch anyone else is Dasharath Maharaj. So they made him Dasharath Maharaj. And in that drama as Dasharath Maharaj, when Lord Ram is pronounced to go to the forest, and he actually starts going to the forest in that scene, in the role of Dasharath Maharaj, this person actually faints. And his entire emotions are so realistic, everybody actually gets impressed, but when they come on the stage, they find that he is actually fainted. Then they get convinced that Narsingh Dev acting was also genuine. So absorption is not easy. So here, Lord Ram's quality is described as prajanam cha hite ratah. So ratah means absorption, deeply absorbed. So in this role, he is assisted by Sita Devi. Okay. Why she calls Sita? Because as Janak Maharaj was ploughing the earth for a sacrifice, from under the earth, from a furrow in the earth, Sita Devi appeared. And therefore a furrow or a hole in the ground is referred to as Sita. And it is described here that Sita Devi, when she heard that Lord Ram has been banished to go to the forest, she pleads with Lord Ram, insists that I will also go with you. And it is said, yastvaya sahasa swargo nirayo yastvaya vinam iti janan param pritim gachha ram maya saha. So Lord Ram says, you cannot come. Are you forest? You have never seen any discomfort in life. Janak Maharaj would make sure that Sita Devi would always walk on rose, you know, petals of flowers. And Sita Devi's feet were so soft that sometimes even the petals of flowers would make a mark on her feet. And how would she go to a forest? It is practically impossible. So Lord Ram says that is out of question. But she says, yastvaya sahasa swargo, wherever your association and service is there, my dear Lord, that is heaven for me. Nirayo yastvaya vina, if you are not there, even this city with all its comforts will become hellish. Iti janan param pritim, please knowing this, gachha rama tvaya saha, I wish to go with you. Gachha rama maya saha, please take me along with you, my dear Lord. So this is her earnest, sincere prayer. And then Lord Ram asks Sita, okay, you will come with me to the forest, but what will you do in the forest? The forest is filled with ferocious demons and animals and this and that, and what will you do? And at that time, Sita Devi reveals, yadi tvam prasthito durgam vanam adyaiva raghava agratasthe gamishyami mridante kushakantakan. Sita Devi reveals that, my dear Lord, if you allow me to travel with you, yadi tvam prasthito durgam, then what I will do is, I will take the responsibility of removing the obstacles in your journey. How? Agratasthe gamishyami, by walking in front of you. And what will I do? Mridante kushakantakan. There are so many thorns in the forest path. I will walk in front of you, crush those thorns to make the path for you smooth so that you can walk peacefully. So now the question arises, is she referring only to those thorns? No. She's saying that let me go ahead in front of you so that I become the instrument to remove the thorn within the body of the entire universe. The thorn which is piercing and causing pain to the heart of all living entities, Ravana. You need a reason to go to Lanka to kill him. Because you are Dharmaparayana. You can't just suddenly take an arrow and shoot. I will become that instrument. So that your killing of Ravana is known as heroic and justified. And therefore, agratasthe gamishyami. I will walk in front. That means I will go ahead and become that instrument. So in this way, Kusha Kantakan means Ku, means earth. Sha means happiness and Kantakan means obstacles. So she becomes the instrument to remove all the obstacles in the way of happiness of people of this world. So that is the meaning of Prajanam cha hite rataha. Then fifth, another quality of Lord is Jnana Sampanna. He is endowed with knowledge. And he is endowed with the knowledge of past, present and future. So Dasharatha Maharaj makes an announcement. After the wedding is done and then at some point, Dasharatha Maharaj thinks, I must retire. So he calls all the members of the kingdom, calls all his ministers and makes a grand announcement. And Dasharatha Maharaj says, I have been thinking for some time that it is time for me to step down and retire and make Lord Ram as the king. And as soon as he completes this statement, there is a thunderous applause. There is a huge tumultuous sound. And the sound is so deadly. Dasharatha Maharaj calls one minister and says, what was that loud sound? Minister says, I will reveal only if you promise me that you will not punish me. He says, why should I punish you? He says, no, are you promising? Dasharatha Maharaj, yes, I promise. Tell me. So the minister says, the reason for that loud sound was all of the citizens and all the ministers unanimously agree that in the 60,000 years you have ruled Ayodhya, this is the best decision you have made. And Dasharatha Maharaj hears that. For a moment, he is shaken by feelings of insecurity, thinking, am I so useless? Am I so incompetent that my departure is being celebrated like this? And then immediately the minister could read his mind and said, no, no, Dasharatha Maharaj. It is not that there is some fault in you, but the qualities of Lord Ramachandra are so faultless, so glorious. He is full of knowledge, bliss. He knows exactly what to do at the right time. Your only fault is you got such a super excellent transcendental son like Ram. Dasharatha Maharaj feels pacified. And then Lord Ram, actually when he enters into Dasharatha Maharaj's chamber where Kaikeyi had called, so outside he sees all the Abhishek paraphernalia. Lord Ram looks at the Abhishek paraphernalia which is kept for his coronation the next day. And Lord Ram smiles at it. And then he enters. And when he enters, Kaikeyi says, Ram, your father wants you to go to the forest. Ram says, my dear mother, you have offended me by saying that father wants you to go to the forest. Don't you have confidence in our relationship that you could have told me straight, I want you to go to the forest? I am your obedient son. I would follow your instruction. I just feel bad that you did not have enough faith in my submission to you. So anyway, Lord Ram came out. And when he came out, he saw that Abhishek paraphernalia. He smiled wider than before. And why did he smile wider? Because he had been relieved from the responsibilities for a few years so that he could spend quality time with Sita Devi. So he knows the past, present and future. And so he is described here as Jnana Sampanna, one who is endowed with knowledge. Sixth quality of Lord Ram is he is Shuchi. He is purifying, he is pure and he is straightforward. Shuchi means pure and straightforward. And that is one of the qualities which we need in seva to the Supreme Lord. Only when we become purified, Shuchihi, we can serve the Supreme Shuchihi or pure. And that's why every day we do Mangal Aarti, Narsing Aarti and then do Tulasi Puja. Because by her grace of Tulasi Maharani, our consciousness becomes purified because she has excelled in serving the Lord. By serving her, by praying to her, please allow me the pure consciousness to serve the Supreme Lord throughout this whole day. I remember when my father met His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, you know, Maharaj asked him, you know, what were you doing in your life before? And my father, you know, was very enthusiastic and he said, Maharaj, I served the steel plant for 40 years. Maharaj said, now you serve Tulsi plant. Because for qualification in bhakti, we need the grace of those Vaishnavas who have already proven themselves in pleasing the Lord. So Tulsi Maharani is in that category. So we become purified. And in that pure state, we are able to serve with the pure intention. So Lord Ramachandra is therefore known as Shuchihi, purifying, pure. And another meaning of Shuchi is also straightforward. Straightforward. And Saraswati Thakur would often quote, you know, in Vaishnava dealings, one has to be transparent and straightforward. Saralta. So in the forest, Sita, Ram and Lakshman, in the course of Vanvas, when Lord Ram was in Chitrakoot and was about to come towards Dandaka, Sita Devi suddenly one day could not resist herself and made a comment. My dear Lord, I see that you are carrying this bow in your hand for so many years. I have seen you carrying this bow and arrow for so many years, never seen you use it. Will you ever use it? Or is it just an ornament, huh? So when Lord Ram heard that, for a Kshatriya to be questioned like that can be quite insulting. But Sita Devi just made a comment and Ramchandra thought, okay, not every comment needs to be responded instantly. Some comments can wait. Some comments need to be responded only with time and with action. Otherwise, there will be instant reaction. So he decided to wait. So then when Lord Ram and Lakshman, they came to Dandaka, the Surpanaka episode happened. As you know, Lakshman performed, you know, ENT surgery on Surpanaka. And the nose of Surpanaka was cut and thrown across the other side of Godavari. And where Surpanaka's Nasika fell, that became Nasik. And then so, Ram and Lakshman were staying there, along with Sita Devi. And after Surpanaka was, you know, her nose was cut, She went and agitated Kara and Dushan, and they came with 14,000 Rakshasa soldiers to attack at Janasthan. And as soon as Lakshman saw those Rakshasas coming from a distance, Lakshman immediately took his bow and arrow and turned to Lord Ram and said, "My dear Lord, I will kill all of these demons instantly." Lord Ram said, "Wait. You go inside the cave with Sita Devi, I will kill them." Lakshman said, "My dear Lord, you go into the cave with Sita Devi. These demons are not as per your caliber. I can also handle. You please go, allow me to serve." Lord Ram said, "No, Lakshman, you go in, I will kill." Lakshman said, "My dear Lord, why are you so stubborn? It is such a simple thing. I'll finish this. You please go into the cave along with Sita Devi." Lord Ram looked at Lakshman and said, "Lakshman, this is my family matter. You cannot understand all the details. Go in." And Lakshman went inside the cave, protecting Sita Devi. Lord Ram stood there and for the next 1 hour shot arrows and killed 14,000 Rakshasas, including Kar and Dushan. It is described that in that 1 hour, in spite of the intense fight, not a single bead of perspiration came from Lord Ram's forehead. And as soon as this fight was over and all the soldiers were killed, the Rakshasas were killed, Sita Devi came out of the cave with garland in her hand and said, "My dear Lord, I am so blissful. I have never seen you showing such prowess in front of my eyes. And it's been a long time since you broke the bow. So maybe I forgot also. But I am just happy that today my father is not there to see you in this avatar. Because if he had seen you being so chivalrous, showing and demonstrating so much power, he may have offered my other two sisters also in marriage to you." So Lord Ram actually is the purest and the most straightforward. And in fact, towards the end, he tells Sugriva also that Vibhishano va Sugrivo yadiva Ravana swayam. Lord Ram says, "I am very straightforward in what my laws are. My protocols are very straightforward. Even if Ravana has come, I am willing to give him shelter. You can go and communicate this." So therefore, Shuchihi. Then, seventh is Vashyaha. Vashyaha means one who is dependent on his devotees. One who is dependent on his devotees. And so, the very beautiful pastime happens in Ramayana where Hanumanji comes on behalf of Sugriva in the Kishkindha forest and meets Ram and Lakshman. And at that time, Lakshman on behalf of Lord Ram mentions this: Lokanatha purobhutva Sugrivam natha michhati pitayasya purayasya Sharanyo Sharmavatsala. Lord Ram, who is the Lokanatha, he is Dharmavatsala, but he is aspiring for the shelter of Sugriva. And then he says, Sarvalokasya Dharmatma Sharanam Sharanyam Sharanam Pura Gurorme Raghavosyoham Sugrivam Sharanam Gataha. That Supreme Lord Rama, who is Sarva Lokasya Dharmatma, one who establishes principles of religion in the entire universe. Sharanya, one who offers shelter to all. And who in the past has offered shelter to millions of souls. Gurorme Raghavo Soyam. That Supreme Lord Ram, Sugrivam Sharanam Gataha, is aspiring to take shelter of Sugriva. So why Ram has to take shelter of Sugriva? Griva means throat, and Sugriva means one who has a handsome throat. From the throat emanates sound or Shabda. Shabda has four levels: Para, which is deep within our, you know, at the end of our nerve ending of our spine. Then Pashyanti, which comes from the navel. Madhyama, which is from the chest. And Vaikari, that which manifests as audible sound. So therefore, Sugriva, he has four ministers. And the fourth minister is representative of the Vaikari sound, which is Hanumanji. He is a representative of Shabda, because Shabda carries the artha. And so, Sita Devi has been described by one of the great Vaishnav, Sri Vaishnav Acharyas, Vedanta Desika, through this example, that from one perspective, apart from the fact that Sita Devi is his goddess of fortune, he writes a verse where he says, Sita, if she represents a jiva, when the jiva is absorbed in serving Lord Ram, he is protected. But the moment the jiva gets distracted by the golden deer, then Ravana in the form of mind with the five karmendriyas and five gyanendriyas comes and kidnaps that jiva and puts him in the ocean of samsara in the body of Lanka. And when there is a sudden break in relationship, there is uncertainty within the heart of the other person. And Ramachandra is not very sure, did Sita leave on her own or something happened? So in that midst of uncertainty, when there is a break in relationship, you need a mediator to establish that relationship, because there is not enough confidence that our proposal for a dialogue will be reciprocated by. And therefore, when the jiva has come from the spiritual world to the material world, the Lord realizes there is a serious relationship issue. So we need a mediator. That mediator Lord Ram sends as his messenger is Hanumanji, who goes on behalf of Sugriva. And therefore, Vanara means what? Monkey. Why is he called Vanara? Nara means human being. Vanara means one who resembles human being in so many ways. Because when you look at a monkey, you'll wonder, is he a monkey or a human? Vanara. You have to go to Vrindavan today. You know, you'll be wearing your spectacles. And monkey will come and perfectly know to take your spectacles away. Don't worry, not here. In Vrindavan only. And then after the monkey takes the spectacle, everybody locally there nowadays, they are recommending you offer the monkey fruity. The manufacturers of fruity never realized there will be alternative market. Right? And they recognize immediately, as soon as you give, they'll throw back. Even when Prabhupada was there, monkey came and took away Prabhupada's shoe. The devotee ran behind with a stick. Prabhupada said, hey, no, no, no. You don't know the inner secrets. And Prabhupada took a banana and showed to the monkey. The monkey brought the shoe in front. Prabhupada took the banana closer. The monkey took the shoe closer. And then the banana came closer and the monkey took the banana and kept the shoe. And 2-3 times this happened, and finally the monkey started chewing on the shoe and threw it down. Prabhupada said, just see how he knows how to deal. So Vanara means one who resembles human being. But Vanara also means that pure devotees, advanced Vaishnavas, as described by Chakravarti Pad as Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. They appear human, but they are divine. Sushila Sahishnu Shanta Vadanya Gambhir Madhura Bachana Madhura Cheshta Mahadhir Sabar Sammanakarta Koren Sabarhi कौटिल्यमात्सर्य हिंसा न जानिता रचित. प्योर डिवोटीज वर डिवॉइड ऑफ एनी काइंड ऑफ एनवी, एंगर, टेंडेंसी टू कमिट वायलेंस, टू क्रिटिसाइज. दे हैव फुल कंट्रोल ओवर देयर सेंसेस. व्हेन यू लुक एट देम एक्सटर्नली दे अपीयर टू बी ह्यूमन, बट द क्वालिटीज विच दे रिफ्लेक्ट आर डिवाइन. सो दे आर ऑल्सो कॉल्ड बाई द आचार्यस एज वानरा. So the Vanara Sena actually refers to the army of the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav Satsanga. And we need that Vaishnav Satsanga to support the transformation of the consciousness of a conditioned soul in this world. And therefore the Lord depends on this Vanara Sena to reclaim each soul back. And that's the idea why Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world and spreading of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, when Nityananda Prabhu saw the Harinam Sankirtan at Alarnath, he immediately made a declaration. देखि नित्यानंद प्रभु कहे भक्त गणे रूपे नृत्य आगे होबे ग्रामे ग्रामे. नित्यानंद प्रभु सेड दिस हरिनाम संकीर्तन विच हैज बीन इनॉग्रेटेड इन अलारनाथ विल स्प्रेड इन एवरी टाउन एंड विलेज अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड. दस नित्यानंद प्रभु प्रेडिक्टेड द अराइवल ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड द एस्टैब्लिशमेंट ऑफ इस्कॉन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. श्रील प्रभुपाद, you know, in the 70s, 1974 or 75, in New York, they started making case about ISKCON that they are doing brainwashing. So Prabhupada then, you know, one of the points he made was, if you don't know difference between body and soul, there is no brain. So we are actually giving brain, giving the intelligence. And then there was one case which happened, and it was a very serious case. And the devotees asked Prabhupada, what we'll do? And Prabhupada said to the president, you only fight the case. He said, how will I fight? Prabhupada said, take my books. And then what do I do? Prabhupada said, speak from the first canto, first verse, Bhagavatam. Next day in the case, speak from the second verse. Third day, speak from the third verse. Convert the court case into Bhagavatam class. The devotee also was so surrendered, he followed. After 1 week, the judge asked, how much evidence more you have? And he said, only few verses or over 18,000 are there total. So the judge called one of his friends, who was a divinity professor, and said, what do you think about these Hare Krishnas? You know, there is case about it. No, no, the books of Swami Prabhupada are authentic. They are authentic. And immediately the judge gave a verdict. You know, the Hare Krishna is a bona fide religion. And this newspaper clipping is there in Giriraj Maharaj's book when this verdict was given. So actually, you know, Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON to act as the Vanara Sena or the army of devotees who would help transform the consciousness of people of this world. So that's the idea of Vashyaha, one who is dependent on his devotees. The eighth quality is Samadhiman. He's absorbed in the thought of protecting his surrendered devotees. He's absorbed in the thought of protecting his surrendered devotees. And this is very, very beautifully evidenced in the pastime of Jatayu. So when Jatayu was, you know, an old eagle, vulture, and when Jatayu saw Sita Devi being dragged by Ravana on the Pushpak Viman, Jatayu cried out, warned Ravana, He did not have sufficient assets of physical strength and youth on his side or weapons. But devotional service does not depend on the quantum of assets. It depends on the depth of intention, the authenticity of one's desires, the intensity of being consistent in one's efforts. And so, Jatayu immediately called out and he said, I stand by the truth, O Ravana, and the king of birds. Ram is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is the benefactor of all living entities. The lady you are carrying is Sita. The king should be protecting the citizens, not attacking the citizens and capturing the citizens and capturing other people's wives and doing this kind of heinous activity. Do not violate the code of conduct given and prescribed for the kings. O Ravana, do not offend Ram. Leave Sita alone. Go your way. I see that you do not like my advice. Don't worry. My age is only 60,000. And I do not have any arms also. You are young, Ravana. You have arms with you. Still, I will challenge this outrage of yours by risking my life. Stay and give me an opportunity to entertain you with the feast of a battle. So the attitude which Jatayu had was tremendous. And therefore, this pastime demonstrates the definition and paradigm of success in spiritual life is not just outcome based, but it is based on how genuine we are in our desire to serve. And that is what Jatayu had. And at this point, Jatayu, in spite of his old age and disabilities, attacked Ravana, scratched him, bit him off, breaks his bow, and he smashes his armor, kills the mule, smashes the chariot. And Ravana is in a difficult condition as Jatayu is with his claws, is biting off pieces of flesh from his back. But then Jatayu becomes tired due to the old age. Ravana sees the opportunity and takes his sword and cuts off the wings of Jatayu. And ultimately, you know, Hare Krishna, everything okay? He came in Jatayu Bhav. I think the pastime was too dramatic. So, at this point, Jatayu was laying, bleeding, awaiting his death. But this was the time when Lord Ram and Lakshman came there, searching for Sita, and they see Jatayu right there. And Ram initially thinks that this is a Rakshasa who has devoured Sita or something. And at that time, Jatayu says, Yam aushadim iva ayushman anveshasi mahavane sadevi mamacha prana ravanena ubhayam hritam. O my dear Lord Ram, please know that I am a close friend associate of your father Dasharath Maharaj. We know each other for a long time. 60,000 years. That's pretty long. And Yam aushadhim eva ayushman, just like a doctor searches for rare medicinal herbs in a forest, I see that you are searching for Sita in this forest. But I know where Sita has gone. Sadevi mamacha prana ravanena ubhayam hritam. The demon, Lanka Naresh, Ravan, he has taken away Sita and my life both. Devi mama cha prana. He has taken away Sita and he has taken away my life. And therefore, This is the situation. So therefore, Ravana has stolen him. I saw him, I attacked him, I was exhausted, then ultimately I was destroyed by cutting off my wings, and he has carried Sita off flying in space. My life is over. But I want you to know that Sita has been kidnapped by Ravana. When Lord Ram hears this, his heart becomes overwhelmed with gratitude. And then Lord Ram turns to Lakshman and says, "My dear Lakshman, just see this situation. We could never serve our father Dasharatha Maharaj at the last stages. But now looks like our father has come in the form of Jatayu. But what an unfortunate condition I am in." Lord Ram, the husband of the goddess of fortune, gives a beautiful verse describing the twist of destiny and misfortune which can come upon the lives of the most powerful and successful and expert people in this world. Lord Ram says, "Rajyat bhramsho vane basa sita nashto hato dvija idrishya mama lakshmir nirdahet api pavakam." Lord Ram says, "Lakshman, I want you to count the list of my misfortunes and bad luck I have gone through in life. Rajyat bhramsho, I lost my kingdom. Vane vasa, I had to spend 14 years in this forest. Sita nashto, and I lost my wife also, the only possession I had in the forest. Hato dvija, and now this closest well-wisher Jatayu is being killed. Looks like suddenly a period in life has started for me of such bad fortune, such misfortune, where whatever I do, whatever I try, everything seems to fail and get smashed. Idrishyam mama Lakshmi, the kind of misfortune which has come in my life is so intense that nirdahet api pavakam, that even if fire tries to touch me, the fire will get burnt by the heat of my misfortune. Nirdahet api pavakam." So he says that sometimes when people are going through difficult situations, even those who try to help them, they may get affected in that process of trying to help. So Ramchandra is putting himself in that situation and speaking a very Siddhanta Poshak shloka, which is filled with very deep Siddhanta. And at that time, Jatayu mentions, when Lord Ram embraces him, that the moment where Ravana has stolen Sita, that moment is known as Vindam. And when anyone steals something in that moment of Vindam, that object will be retrieved. So therefore, Jatayu, although personally in a hopeless condition, bleeding to death, is consciously trying to give hope to Lord Ram by saying, that moment when Ravana stole is Vindam, recovery of a stolen object at that moment is guaranteed. That is the Vaishnava's heart. His only concern, how I can give hope to Lord Ram. He's not thinking I'm losing my life. He's only conscious Ram has lost Sita and he needs to be hopeful. That's the consciousness of Jatayu. And in this way, Jatayu leaves his body. Lord Ram praises Jatayu for his virtue, righteousness, courage, friendliness, trustworthiness, and tells Lakshman, "We could not perform our father's funeral. Let us perform the last rites." And he says, "Yagatir yagya shilanam ahitagnescha yagatir apara vartinam yascha yascha bhumi pradayinam." Lord Ram tells Lakshman, whatever destination you get by performing charity, austerity, sacrifices, I am going to now send Jatayu to that abode, to the spiritual world, by my power. Gridhra Raja Mahasattva, the king of vultures, I consider to be Mahasattva, purest in consciousness. Samskritascha Maya Vraja, I will send him there by performing this samskara. So Lord Ram has been performing his human-like pastimes, but in this pastime he cannot stop himself from revealing his Bhagavata, by revealing his supremacy as the transcendental absolute personality of Godhead. Because to send someone to the spiritual world is the prerogative of the Supreme Lord himself. So this is an excellent part of this pastime, where the beautiful characteristics demonstrated by Lord Ram in protecting his devotees is demonstrated. So that is known as Samadhiman, or he is absorbed in the thought of protecting his surrendered devotees. Then the ninth quality is described as Prajapati Samaha. Prajapati Samaha means he is equal to the Prajapati to protect the universe. He is equal to the Prajapati to protect the universe. Right? And so, Lord Ram, he has a choice when Sita Devi has been kidnapped. But Prabhupada mentions specifically in the purport of the ninth canto Bhagavatam, from where we took the verse, that he is absolutely committed to show the right example. And so, when Sita Devi has been kidnapped, Lord Ram makes it as his responsibility to intervene and show the example that in any kind of commitment we make in life, we have to be willing to take that responsibility. And through this, he is actually very, very committed to fight against Ravana and recover Sita. After Sugriva and Ramachandra make a pact that the Vanar Sena will accompany Sugriva and bring Sita back, for 4 months, Ramachandra is in the Malyavant Parvat. And Sugriva, after being reunited with his family after a long time, is in kind of forgetfulness, busy in enjoyment. And Lord Ram is thinking about Sita for those 4 months and crying and looking at Lakshman and says, 4 months have passed, where is Sugriva? And then Lord Ram, in great anger, looks at Lakshmana and says, Yena sankuchita panta yena vali hato gata samaye tishta Sugriva ma vali hataman vagaha. Lord Ram, his eyes reddish with rage, looks at Lakshman and says, Lakshman, go and give this message to Sugriva. He has given me a promise that he'll come with his armies to support me to recover Sita, but 4 months of Chaturmas have passed, he has not yet come. Please go and tell him that if it does not come very soon, the road, the gateway through which Vali has been sent to the abode of death, that road, that highway is still open. When Lakshman sees Lord Ram in such anger, Lakshman says, my dear Lord, why give message? I will kill him only. Usually it is Lakshman who is angry. This time Ram is angry, so Lakshman is little, surprised. So at that time, Lord Ram says, no, you give message only. So Sugriva comes. And when Lakshman brings Sugriva, Lord Ram immediately embraces him and forgives his mistakes. Gives him the responsibility of leading the army. And Sugriva immediately starts ordering all the assembled vanaras. You go in this northern direction and you turn right, you will see the mountain, then you turn left, you will see the oceans, then you go here, you will see this, here this. He is giving detailed description of the geography of the universe, like a personified GPS. Lord Ram gets bewildered. He turns to Sugriva and says, how do you know the details of the universe so thoroughly? Sugriva said, when Wali was chasing me all over the universe, I was looking for a place to hide. So I was studying each and every nook and corner very carefully. And all of that, you know, memories during that period of disaster developed deep imprint in my mind. But I did not know at that time that those miserable experiences will be used in your service in future. So whatever miserable experiences we may go through in life, have faith. Krishna has a plan for us to use that in future. So therefore, that is described here as Prajapati Samahi is equal to the Prajapati to protect the universe. Tenth quality is Shriman. He is inseparable from Shri, the goddess of fortune. And 11th is Dhata, one who nourishes his devotees. King Kulashekar Alwar was such a devotee absorbed in Lord Ram's pastimes. He was always meditating. He would feel so nourished by the Lord's pastimes that when one of the Kathakars, he spoke about how Kar and Dushan were attacking Lord Ram, Kulashekar Alwar became agitated. He got up in the middle of the Katha, took his sword, jumped on the horse and told his soldiers, I am going to support Lord Ram because he has to fight 14,000 soldiers. And the ministers looked at each other. They were bewildered. They didn't know what to do. And he actually started moving in the horse. So the ministers conferred amongst each other and thought, okay, we have to stop this. So as per their plan, as Kulashekar Alwar was driving on his horse, from the opposite direction, the prime minister came. And then Kulashekar Alwar said, what is the news? And the prime minister said, well, the battle is over. Lord Ram killed all the 14,000 soldiers. Sita Devi is safe. Lord Ram is safe. He has given message. You can go back to palace. Kulashekar Alwar came back to the palace. So the ministers decided, we have to make sure that no pastime should be spoken which will agitate him like this. And it will create trouble for us. So the regular Kathakar was given instruction and he followed it. But one day he was not feeling well. He sent his son. The son did not have this job description. Handover did not happen properly. So the son, he spoke about how Ravana came and kidnapped Sita and took her to Lanka. Queen Kulashekar Alwar became so agitated, he jumped on the top of his horse and with a sword in his hand, he drove so fast that nobody could catch up. He came near the ocean and jumped into the ocean. Lord Ram personally came, lifted him and brought him back. And said, I am so pleased with your devotion that at the end of your life, I will personally come and help you cross the ocean of samsara. So that is Dhata, one who nourishes his devotees. And 12th is Ripu Nishudanaha. Ripu Nishudana means one who destroys the obstacles of his devotees. There is a, you know, in 1798, there is a true story of a beautiful tank and lake in Madurantakam, in Chengalpattu district in Tamil Nadu. And this was like 13 square kilometers by almost 21 feet deep. And every rainy season the water would, you know, get filled up and there were cracks in the bund. And there was a danger of this whole tank collapsing and creating major floods. So there was this collector called Collector Lionel Blaze. And he came there and he said, I have to solve this problem. And he saw there were huge blocks of granite kept there. And he said, we will use this granite and fix all the cracks. There was one old priest. He said, no, no. These granites have been kept to build a temple for Janaki Devi, for Sita Devi. Because on the right, on the other side, you see Lord Ram's temple. Next to that, Janaki's temple is going to come. You can't take this. So Colonel Lionel became very upset. He said, what do you mean? If the Lord can save himself, you should have saved by now. But I think to use this for fixing this breach in the mud is more practical. So the priest said, don't use your material intelligence. I know you are coming from a different place. But do you know who Ram is? He can do the impossible. And then started giving a brief synopsis of whole Ramayana. And how Lord Ram ultimately crossed over the ocean and went to Lanka and saved Sita. In 10 minutes, he gave a crash course on Ramayana. By the time he ended, suddenly the rain started torrential and the water started increasing in height. And all kinds of solutions were thought of but were impossible to execute. Again, this old priest came and looked at Colonel Lionel and said, let me give you a suggestion you may not like. There is only one hope. Pray to Lord. Lord Ram can do the impossible. And he looked at this priest and thought, how can I pray? I don't believe. But the priest had such conviction that finally, Colonel Lionel, he started praying, my dear Lord, I may not believe in you, but for the sake of all of these people who believe in you, please somehow solve this problem. Save them. They are all your devotees. And I have heard from your devotees how you crossed the ocean. An ocean is nothing for you. What is this small tank? So you also got some bhav at that time to pray the right things. And he said, please, if you save us from this calamity today, I will build you a beautiful temple for Janakiji. And at that moment, suddenly he saw two effulgent personalities coming with bows and arrows in their hand. It was Ram and Lakshman themselves. And he got so struck by wonder, he fell on the ground unconscious. When he woke up, he was in his own house and he was being taken care. And he said, what happened to the rain? What happened to the tank? He said, within moments you collapsed, rain stopped. Everything is normal. And he got so energized that he immediately ordered for the building of that temple. And that temple is still known as, you know, the Ram deities are still known as those deities of Lord Ram who protected the lake from flooding. So the Lord can manifest through his deity form and perform some amazing activities. And therefore, he destroys the obstacle of his devotees, Ripu Nishudana. So these are the 12 main qualities. And the last four qualities are in one verse. Rakshita jiva lokasya dharmasya parirakshita rakshita swasya dharmasya swajanasya cha rakshita. So, what are these last four qualities? Protector of living creatures. Rakshita jiva lokasya dharmasya parirakshita, one who protects dharma. Rakshita swasya dharmasya, one who protects his surrendered devotees, Varnashrama, and his old Kshatriya Dharma. And 16th is Swajanasya Charakshita, Lord Ram, who protects those who are surrendered to him. And in this way, Vibhishan comes to take shelter of Lord Ram. And when Vibhishan comes, he chants in front of Sugriva, Sarvaloka Sharanyaya Raghavaya Mahatmane Nivedayatamam Kshipram Vibhishanam Upasthitam. That Ram who gives shelter to the entire universe, I have appeared in front of you, my dear Lord. Please accept my shelter. Please give me shelter and accept my Sharanagati Kshipram instantly, quickly. Because I don't know tomorrow or next moment my desire to surrender may change. Vibhishan is standing in front of you and he was surrounded by four ministers who represent the four limbs of Sharanagati. Akinchanatvam. A devotee feels I have nothing. Ananyagatitvam. Devotee feels I have no other shelter. Saralta. The devotee has faith in the Lord's transparency and Shakti. The devotee has faith in the Lord's supreme power that he will grant me shelter in any circumstance. And when Sugriva tries to protest and says, no, you cannot give shelter to the brother of our arch enemy Ravana. Lord Ram looks at Sugriva, looks at all the soldiers around him and declares, Sakradeva prapannoyas tava asmi itiyache abhayam sarvada tasmai dadam yetad bratam mama. I give this declaration that if anyone comes to me and says even once, I am yours. Lord Ram says, Tava asmi, I am yours. Abhayam sarvada tasmai, that person can become fearless for rest of eternity. Because I do not consider any of their past background. I see only their present sincerity. And in this way, Lord Ram, the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's inviting us to take a bit of eternal pleasure in his service. So through these 16 qualities, dharmagya, one who knows the duties of protecting those surrendered to him, satyasandha, one who is true to his promise, yashasvi, famous for protecting those who surrender to him, prajanam cha hiterata, absorbed in benefiting the living entities. Jnana sampanna, one who is endowed with knowledge. Shuchi, pure and straightforward. Vashyaha, one who is dependent on his devotees. Samadhiman, who is absorbed in the thought of protecting his surrendered devotees. Prajapati sama, he is equivalent to the prajapati to protect the universe. Shriman, who is inseparable from Shri. Dhata, who nourishes his devotees. Ripunishudana, who destroys the obstacles in the life of his devotees. Rakshita, jivalokasya, protects the living creatures. And dharmasya parirakshita, protector of Vedic dharma. Swasya rakshita, swasya dharmasya, one who protects his surrendered devotees. And swajanasya cha rakshita, one who protects those who have surrendered unto him by tolerating their former offenses. He protects them by tolerating their former offenses. So in this way, out of the 16 qualities, 13 qualities are connected to him protecting his devotees and other living entities. So Lord Ram's identity in terms of his qualities, the qualities which reflect his identity, is in terms of how to protect all the living entities and especially my surrendered devotees. And only three qualities where, you know, he is mentioning in this series is Shuchihi, Prajapati Sabaha, Shriman, and in this way Jnana Sampanna. So Jnana Sampanna, Shuchi and Shriman. These are the only three qualities which describe only about himself. But 13 other qualities are all related to the devotees. So we can imagine what an important and inseparable asset the devotees are to the heart of Lord Ram. And therefore understanding the preciousness of the assets of the Vaishnava Sangha and the Vaishnavas, how careful we should be in treating the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas, dealing with the Vaishnavas. And as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vaishnavera guna grahi na dekhay dosh, kaivane vakke kore Vaishnava santosh. And trying to see the good qualities in the Vaishnavas and not seeing the fault, serving them and pleasing them, that seems to be the sure shot way to enter into the heart of Lord Ram, as we have analyzed or tried to analyze in a very insignificant way the 16 beautiful quality is described in the 12th and the 13th verse of the first chapter of Valmiki Ramayana. Our gratitude to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for clarifying the process of bhakti by translating these books in the English language and establishing International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Let us pray on this occasion of Ram Navami at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada to give us authenticity in our intention to practice bhakti, consistency in our efforts, and intensity in our practice of bhakti, so that we are able to perform devotional service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanumanji, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, all the Vaishnavas, without committing any offenses, and be grateful for this opportunity we have been given to be in the association of devotees, to be in the association of Srila Prabhupada's books, his society, and his wonderful disciples. Let us also offer our prayers for the long life and health of all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, who have given so much of their lives to sacrifice, to give all of us Krishna consciousness all over the world through different temples, thanks to their efforts and sacrifice. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji that they give us the intelligence and the discrimination to make the right choices in the practice of our devotional service. With these words, I would like to end today's narration of Sri Valmiki Ramayana. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.